VOA News, I'm Marissa Melton. Protesters have attacked the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
Amid anger over U.S. airstrikes on an Iran-backed militia in Iraq, dozens of militiamen and supporters broke into the giant compound in an unprecedented attack, with American guards responding with tear gas. The State Department says all Americans are secure and there are no plans to evacuate the embassy. Two defense officials say a small number of Marines, specially trained to protect diplomatic missions, will go to Baghdad. President Trump is blaming Iran for the attack and calling for Iraqi forces to protect the embassy. The breach and the airstrikes represent a major downturn in U.S.-Iraqi relations. Baghdad has condemned the strikes, and its security forces made no effort to stop protesters marching to the embassy. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn was under strict bail conditions not to leave Japan, but has fled for Lebanon. Libby Hogan reports.
Ghosn confirmed the news on Tuesday, saying in a statement he refused to be held hostage by a rigged Japanese justice system. He also denied fleeing justice. Ghosn was awaiting trial in Tokyo on charges of financial misconduct, and it's unclear how he left the country. Japan does not have an extradition treaty with Lebanon, making it unlikely he could be forced to return to face trial. Nissan says internal investigations found a trail of misconduct.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Guinea-Bissau's outgoing president, José Mário Vaz, urged future leaders to guarantee stability on Tuesday in his farewell speech. Results of the country's presidential runoff election are expected to be announced on Wednesday. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. After a busy 2019, Wall Street is warning of slower going ahead. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
It's been a banner year for investors. You may remember the doom and gloom of last December on Wall Street.
It was just over a year ago when the stock market was essentially in a bit of a mini crash because of concerns about a recession. And here we've had a 28% gain for the S&P 500 this year.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com, who reminds us even the experts aren't sure about market predictions.
The reality is that nobody really knows what will happen for the market in the near term because the forecasts for 2019 were rather conservative for gains for the market in the low single digits. And essentially, those projections are where we are with the outlook for 2020.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Demonstrators in Khartoum have spilled out into the streets to celebrate the 29 death sentences handed down Monday by a Sudanese court for the torture and killing of a detained protester. The verdict was the first connected to the killing of more than 200 pro-democracy protesters since anti-government demonstrations began last December. The protests culminated in the ouster of former President Omar al-Bashir in April. Despite countless demonstrations that ended in clashes, it's the first time in Sudan's history that security officers were ordered to be executed for killing a protester. North Korea is ramping up its rhetoric and talking of a new weapon amid a stalemate in negotiations with the United States. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is accusing the Trump administration of dragging its feet in negotiations. North Korea's state media says Kim declared at a Workers' Party conference that his country will not give up its security for economic benefits and will never denuclearize unless the United States discards what he calls its hostile policy. Kim also warns North Korea will soon show the world a new strategic weapon. Washington and Pyongyang have been at a standoff for months over exchanging sanctions relief and disarmament measures. Ben Thomas, Washington.
2020 is arriving around the world. AP correspondent Rita Foley has that story.
Among the first places to see the new year, New Zealand, where they set off a half ton of fireworks in Auckland. More than a million people gathered in Sydney, Australia to watch the fireworks, which were delayed by 15 minutes due to strong winds. Here at home, New York City's counterterrorism czar expects Times Square to be the safest place on planet Earth on this New Year's Eve, to use his words. Thousands of police officers will be on duty, along with special units that have long guns and bomb-sniffing dogs, among other weapons. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. Voice of America.